With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Pentagon's internal watchdog will review Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization.
Austin is still in the hospital with complications from prostate cancer surgery. The Defense Department waited days to tell the White House Austin transferred authority to his deputy. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says protocols are being reviewed, but there are limits.
We're not going to track the GPS coordinates on somebody's mobile phone in the administration, and we're not going to plant a microchip in their neck like they're a poodle.
Nebraska Republican Deb Fischer is on the Senate Armed Services Committee.
The Secretary of Defense's location and his ability to respond cannot be in question.
Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks has been taking on some of Austin's day-to-day duties. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump unloads outside the courtroom. The former president said he runs a major business in New York City, and this type of prosecution will drive other businesses away.
I pay millions and millions of dollars a year. We pay approximately $300 million over a fairly short period of time, and they don't want me to pay it anymore. This is a very serious problem because companies are fleeing New York. They want to focus on the crime, violent crime in the city, one of the reasons they're fleeing.
FAA is opening an investigation into Boeing's quality control. This after a door blew off an Alaska Airlines flight last week. The FAA said the door plug failure should have never happened and it can't happen again. The investigation will focus on whether the company failed to ensure its products adhered to approved designs. Federal budget cuts could force NASA to postpone some upcoming missions to space. The space agency's Jet Propulsion Lab was hit with a layoff of 100 contractors last week. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization is working on some transgender guidelines.
Critics say what the agency is really concocting is not so much guidelines as an action plan for promoting transgenderism in every country on Earth. CFAM reports that the committee working on the project for the WHO is chock full of radical LGBT activists who are concerned about efforts in some places to prevent children from undergoing sex change operations, amongst other things. The guidelines may be released sometime this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Left-wing lawmakers in Ireland are considering a hate speech bill that many say would criminalize speech and threaten freedom of religion. It would outlaw any speech that incites so-called hatred or violence against a protected group, including members of the queer trans community. Christians argue simply quoting the Bible under the proposed law would be a violation. International Christian Concern warns that it could be very hazardous. This is SRN News. Senator Dan Sullivan says even though Iran has been using its proxies to attack U.S. warships, the president's policy toward Iran has been one of appeasement and indecision.
The Iranians are behind everything. Everything, Hugh, that's happening in the Middle East, whether it's the Houthis or Hamas or Hezbollah. Iran, the terrorists in Iran are behind it. And there was a headline in yesterday's paper that we're contemplating retaliating against the Houthis.
Senator Sullivan's a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He spoke with Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. The 2024 tax season kicks off January 29th. This year, the IRS is starting a new feature. It's called Direct File. It's a direct e-file program through the IRS working like TurboTax and H&R Block, except it's free. It's run by the government. It's available this year in three states, California, Arizona, and Florida. More details at srnnews.com.